This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
What's wrong? What just handed to us?
Sean's giving me the quotes that Paxton Lynch put out yesterday.
Oh, he put out quotes?
On being demoted from the Denver Broncos from the second team to the third team. Boy, that guy in the first team, he's got to be loving all this. His job's secure. At the quarterback.
Who?
The first team quarterback.
Who's he?
Case Keenum.
Oh, okay.
That's the multi-million dollar
guy. I'm not really keeping
it.
All right, so here's the deal. If you're kind of like me, you're like a half-ass football fan. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just don't get really involved until like mid-season. Yeah. I'm that kind of person. Yeah. So I guess what's happened is there's three quarterbacks, okay? Mm-hmm. There's Casey. Right?
Case.
There's Case. And then there's Paxton. Mm-hmm. And then there's Jim Kelly's nephew.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I guess during that pretend game, I guess that Paxton, that he just sucked. He just sucked like nobody's ever sucked before. Like sucky suck pants.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Not
good. It was horrible. Yep. So then they moved him to the third position, and then they brought up that Kelly kid.
Yeah. They brought the Kelly kid and put him into second place on the second team. And Paxton Lynch, all of a sudden, the fans are so down on this guy. Now, you got to remember, here's a guy that was heralded as one of the best quarterbacks in college football to come into the pros, and he was going to be tremendous. He's going to learn from Peyton Manning. This guy's going to be one of the best ever, and he's bombed. He's completely bombed, and Denver fans have turned on him like just ravaging
pit bulls. Does he make a lot of money?
He makes $2.5 million.
Okay.
So, that's what he makes a year.
So he's not really hurting the roster.
No.
Wow, that sounded professional.
No, you're right. He's not hurting on the salary cap.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Right. So with that being said, Jamie and I, yesterday, we thought, you know what? Poor Paxton is trying. You know what? We don't have to get down on him. You know, you've got fans that actually started a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, and then they were booing him. Poor little feller.
They wanted to get $2.5 million together on the GoFundMe page and give it to the Broncos and say, now let him go. We'll buy out his contract.
And what's that Joseph guy's name?
Vance.
Yeah. Vance said that he said this quote yesterday. Vance said he's really, really upset. He started sobbing and saying, why? Like Nancy Kerrigan.
He did.
Why?
He did.
Why?
He released a statement. He wanted to know. Whoa. He stutters. What happened?
You got to figure out. I just did Nancy Kerrigan, and then you just changed it up. Can you just stick with my side?
Well, I don't do good Nancy Kerrigan.
But
Was he a stutter
or was he Nancy freaking Kerrigan?
He's a stuttering Nancy Kerrigan.
Okay, fine.
Why?
I don't know why. Again, just stay on mine.
He's baffled. He doesn't understand why he's being demoted to the third team. So we thought, because I know what's going to happen.
Well, your psychic abilities are kicking in?
Oh, you don't have to be a psychic for this. He was booed last week. You know what's going to happen this Saturday? They're playing the Bears.
The
Bears here.
Oh, no. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Guess what's going to happen?
I know.
Boo.
Oh, boy.
Boo birds.
Well, you made me feel sorry for him because, you know, poor little feller. Yeah. And so we decided to come up with a pick-me-up song and to get Denver behind Paxton and go, you know what? Let's stop bullying this little feller, okay? Let's stop bullying him. Let's support him.
Yeah.
You know, it was only a preseason game.
Yeah, so we need something bright, catchy, uplifting.
Yes.
Something to bring him through this period in his life right now.
Something we can all chant.
Yes, something we can chant.
Here it is.
Sean Swallows produced this and sung it.
Paxton Lynch is sitting on the bench. No one wants him on the field anymore. Our first round draft pick wants our golden boy. But Denver wants him no more. No more. But let's give him a break. Let's give him a break. Paxton Lynch could still be the man. Let's get Lynch off the bench. Let's get Lynch off the bench.
That's our catchphrase.
Get Lynch on the field again.
the bench.
Let's get Lynch off the bench. Let's get Lynch off the bench. Let's get Lynch on the field again. Go Lynch off the bench. Go Lynch.
Full support.
Go
Lynch. Full support.
Was this Neil Diamond?
I mean, just
wait.
Sean.
Was that like Neil Diamond?
Sean, what was that?
No.
But who was that?
That was me.
I was, what's it to?
It's just to a music bed. I was channeling my my own, you know, kind of thing.
And so you like layered it
Billy
on
Joel kind
eight,
of.
Eight tracks of Neil Diamond?
No, it's not a Neil Diamond song. It's just a standard bed that we have in the library around here.
It's very
so you
folky.
Created your own.
Lynch on the bench. Lynch off the bench. Yeah. Lynch off the bench. Let's get Lynch off the bench. Yeah.
What happened to, like, you're a good one, Mr. Lynch? What about that one?
Lynch. Oh, Paxton, you're so fine.
You're so fine.
You blow my mind.
Hey, Paxton.
I just felt those were too kitschy. It needed more production.
Kitschy's good.
We needed earworm. It needed
earworm.
Passion. Oh, get Lynch off the bench. That was so catchy. Let's get Lynch off the bench.
I feel like
go
you went to
Lynch.
Are you like now 60, 70? What are you? How old are you now?
I'm in my 40s.
Really? Because that it was like folklore.
It was folklore?
Like, yeah, it was like...
Folk music.
Folk music. Yeah, folklore. Folk music. It was like Neil Diamond-y. Yeah.
I felt it was kind of lounge cabaret-ish.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like I was at a piano bar.
All right. But you felt good about it.
But like something, we need something like more catchy, like... Paxton Lynch is so cool.
Please don't go and boo him.
Paxton Lynch is so cool. You know.
Yeah.
I felt like you tried to be like a professional.
Well, I thought we wanted something that we could maybe market out someday to Paxton, and he could take it with him.
Yeah.
You know, like
I feel like you put like eight tracks on top of each other and sang the harmonies.
Oh, I did. Yeah, layered it up.
Oh boy, this is.
Can we hear it again? Maybe I'm being too.
Yeah,
late.
Maybe we're a little bit too. You know what? Yeah. We'll let Textato also be a judge.
Oh, great.
5105 9.
They're always so nice.
Yeah, you're always
loving.
Exactly. Here we go.
Paxton Lynch is sitting on the bench. No one wants him on the field anymore. Our first round draft pick wants our golden boy, but Denver wants him no more, no more. But let's give him a break, let's give him a break. Paxton Lynch could still be the man. Let's get Lynch off the bench, let's get Lynch off the bench, let's get Lynch on the field again. Lynch off the bench. Let's get Lynch off the bench. Let's get Lynch off the field again. Let's get Lynch off the bench. Go Lynch
off the bench.
Lynch off the field. Go Lynch.
I feel so bad for Paxton Lynch.
Oh, wait, you're still singing?
Oh, yeah. that song fires me up.
I think, let's get Lynch off the bench. Let's get Lynch off the bench. Like, you know, like one of those angry, screaming, heavy metal ones.
I'll try again. I'll try another one.
I don't know. It was good. Let me see what the texts are saying.
I think Texnano supports you, though, so I don't know. Maybe it's just Jamie and I. We're just asses. Maybe we are.
You know, we've been known to be asses.
That's what it appears to be, because...
Song will be stuck in my head all day. That's what we wanted. That song is awesome.
Yeah.
Love the Lynch song.
Yeah, love it.
Don't listen to BJ and Jamie, Sean. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Sounds like that Arthur. What? I can really feel the emotion coming from Sean's voice.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got some support there. A lot of support, in fact.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our job is to get Paxton Lynch, not necessarily in the starting role. We don't want to lose every game.
Right.
But
we just want you guys to stop being bullies.
That is the right word.
Yeah.
This is a bully-free zone, pal.
Wow. That's big.
And that's what it should be. If you boo him on Saturday night at the game, shame on you. You're a bully.
You are a bully. And you know what? Shame.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.